WarTalk@Punkin Center.
Well, sure, we was all sitting around Ezra Hoskins' grocery store talking about the war, and Cy Pettengill said, "I see the Germans are shooting gas at that battle in Europe's," and Lige Willis said, "Shucks, that ain't nothing. We've got a lot of men right here at home been shooting gas all their lives, and we ain't got any war. All we got is a war tax." Rube Hendricks said, "Maybe the tax is to pay for the gas." Joe Innes said, out in Indiana, where he lived, they had natural gas. And Ezra Hoskins said he wondered if Joe wasn't a sample of it. Dave Fisher said he didn't know, but he'd been careful not to light a match around Joe ever since he come back to Pumpkin Center. Gosh, Joe Innes got madder than a wet hen. He got red in the face and swallowed his tobacco and come mighty nigh choking on it. While after Joe had drunk about 3 gourds full of well water, he said, "You old mossback's been here all your life trying to get rich on a lot of ground so poor you have to fertilize it to make brick. You never did know nothing and always will." Then he kicked over the nail keg he was sitting on and went home. Jim Lawson said, talking about the war, "They ain't doing things as I do it." And Abe Sprosby said, "Jim, you put me in mind of a fellow who enlisted in the army. He could march 50 miles a day and was a good shot, but he couldn't keep step. And every time they were drilling, he would get them out of step. They thought he was doing it on purpose, so they put him in the guardhouse for it." The colonel come along and said, "Well, what you doing in there, Eben?" And Ebe said, "They was out doing that fool drilling, and they was all out of step except me, and they locked me up." "That's what's the matter with you, Jim. The world is all out of step except you. While for a spell it was so quiet, you could hear your hair grow." Finally, Hank Weaver said, "Now there is them Belgians. Everybody is doing something for them. Of course, I guess maybe the Germans did get to fighting the aliens over on their ground, and they probably knocked down a lot of their corn fodder and mussed up their meadow field some. And one time I was going to speak right out in meeting and say what I thought about it, but after the president's proclamation, I made up my mind I was going to be mutual, but our women folks ain't. Here I am going around with my pants held up with a 10-penny nail and a clothespin and a flag of truce fluttering from the rear while my wife and gals is sewing for Belgium. I made up a song about it. I'll shut down the melody and see if I can sing it to you. All the folks at our house are busy as can be, sewing for them Belgians what live across the sea. I've got nothing left to wear, not much between me and the air. If I grumble, they don't care. Gosh, I wish I was a Belgian. Gosh, I wish I was a Belgian. I'd have lots of things to wear. Gosh, I wish I was a Belgian. People sewing for me everywhere. With all those clothes and a brand new shirt, I'd be a regular gosh darn flirt. Gosh, I wish I was a Belgian. Deacon Witherspoon said he didn't know, but he guessed maybe if they heard that song that it'd either